Hi, everybody, and welcome to Paul Listick Behind the Curtain. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, currently playing at the Mercury Theater Chicago. And, you know, usually on TV, you see me doing the politics. You know, this show arguably has some political undertones to it. You can certainly talk about those issues when you leave, but really, it's about fun. It's about depth. It's about character. Let's say hi to the stars of the show and talk all about it. Joining me, and I guess I should introduce you in the order that you're sitting so that people kind of get who you are. Sean White, who plays Adam.
Hi.
Alicia is there. Hi, Sean. And then the legend in Chicago, Honey West, who I've known for more years than I care to acknowledge, and you probably don't care to acknowledge it as well. But she plays the wonderful Bernadette, and Josh Houghton, who plays Tick Mitzi. Good to see all of you. Thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So for people who don't know much about the history of this show, honey, you're a good person to start with on this because you and I have both been around for a lot of the history of the show. But yes, it was a Broadway musical, began in 2011, but actually it goes back to the film version of this. It started on the film circuit. Do you know what year that was? Do you remember?
I think it was 94.
Yep. 1994.
Yeah. Sort of takes place in the 70s.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is sort of good because, you know, issues then, now are all sort of the same. Somebody, let me talk to you for a moment, Sean, in playing Adam Felicia. First of all, why, you know what, for people who don't know the show, let's talk a little bit about the what this show is about and why it is we know you as Adam and Felicia in this show.
Yeah, so the show's about this troupe of three drag queens, and they go to the travel of the middle of the Australian desert on this raggedy old bus. And that's just the general, what I tell people. But then why I'm called Adam / Felicia is because Felicia is Adam's drag persona. So Adam goes in and out of drag, and as we all do in the show, like 5 or 6 times. So that's not to confuse people, just to make sure everyone gets it.
And Josh, you play Tick / Mitzi. So, so we get the theory is the same, right? In terms of how we get to know you, but I'm not sure what you want to disclose, but can you tell us, your character has some secrets that are.
Yes. Well, I don't, it's a secret to my two, friends that I'm on the bus trip with, but the audience finds out within the first 5 minutes that I have a wife who lives on the other side of Australia in Alice Springs. And we also have an 8-year-old child that I left that life behind and I've never met my kid. So my whole journey of the show is wanting to meet my child and give fatherhood a shot. And I keep that information from my two friends and just tell them that we're just going to go perform and we've been offered a job.
Right. Honey, your history with this show goes beyond the Mercury Theater production of it.
Yeah.
You're not new to this role, but you also, I think, may be setting a bit of history in this role. I think you know what I'm talking about. Why don't you tell the audience both your history with this show, but also why it is you probably set a little history here.
Yeah. This is the third time I've rehearsed the show. The second time I rehearsed it with Josh, but it's only this second time I performed it. Thank you, COVID. And I always preface this with, as far as I know, because I've done some internet researching and looking at cast. If you really look at the history of the show, the Broadway production, Israel, India, Australia, Germany, and I'm the only trans female that has played the trans female role that I'm aware of.
You, I think, Josh, you are new not only to Mercury, but you're new to Chicago, right?
That's right. Yeah, I moved here in 2018 and was so excited in February of 2020 to make my Chicago theater debut in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert with Honey West. And we had a fabulous rehearsal on March 10th, and we were about to start dress rehearsal when we know what happened. So I've been in Chicago for 4 years, but yep, this is my first time on stage. And it's a dream, you know, it's a dream role, the nicest people, and it's just a party every night. So it was well worth the 4-year wait.
Well, yeah, I guess that's making lemonade. Yeah. Lemon. So Sean, you are not new to working with Honey West. You guys were just up in Skokie.
Yes, we did a production of La Cage aux Folles together up at Music Theater Works. And for that, I was an understudy track. And it feels so awesome to be a part of this show, getting to work closer together with Miss Honey. And it just feels awesome to be a part of it.
So, Sean and Josh, but I'll ask Josh, since you're new to Chicago, do you, and I'm just here when I ask it, do you know that you are actually working with kind of a legendary performer in Chicago when I'm talking about Honey?
I was made aware of this 2.5 years ago when they first offered me the role. And I always like to just think it over the weekend before I say yes to, you know, signing up for 4 months of something. And they said, okay, well, while you think of it, just so you know, you will be working with the legendary, and I quote, the legendary Honey West. And so I've known for 2 years that she's a legend, and I can see why.
Yeah, it just, honey, I don't mean to embarrass you with that, but you know, you, I mean, on the cabaret scene, on the performance scene in this city, I mean, your name.
You know, it's funny, Paul, because for 4 decades, I've been in the business, from strolling cabaret, cruise ships, resorts, radio. And for 4 decades, probably now about 35 of those, I was considered completely unmarketable because I wasn't boy enough when I was, before I transitioned, when I was doing drag, they didn't think I was woman enough. And people actually told me, you don't think anybody's going to take you serious as an actress, do you? And you need to stay in the bars. So, and then when I transitioned, I wasn't woman enough. So, well, what will my people think, you know, meaning, would people buy tickets? It's interesting that these last 2 or 3 years, even though I had to work 6 times as hard to create opportunities and to work, and now all of a sudden, I just read a post on Facebook that says, diversity is inviting me to the party. Inclusion is inviting me to dance. Mm. And I'm finally being invited to dance. And it's a little scary and odd, but it feels really good too.
What a beautiful phrase. And I think both of course, your lifelong friend, you know, Alexandra Billings, good friend of mine as well, but really has blazed a trail for trans performers, as far as I'm concerned, all over the country, all over the world.
Sure.
So Sean, also part of your interest, aside from doing La Cage, this show, you've also been in the Chorus Line, a lot of other shows, but actually performing in drag is part of what you do.
It is, yes. I'm a drag artist on the side. I am fortunate enough to have done 2 shows now where I get to do drag in them. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's getting the best of both worlds, being able to perform as much as I do in the club scene and on the stage, you know?
Absolutely. So it's fun to get to know you guys a little bit better because I'm so familiar with the show, but we should fill people in a little bit more about the show. One of the senses they get from that montage we ran, the music in this show, and Josh, I'll just come to you. It, amazing. I mean, you know, depending on your age, I remembered every single song in the show with somebody a little younger who didn't remember all of that music. But what an amazing experience the music is.
The best music. We have It's Raining Men, I Love the Nightlife, MacArthur Park, in this version, it's Say a Little Prayer. In this version, there's a whole Kylie Minogue section, which on Broadway, because I guess they didn't think U.S. audiences were as familiar with Kylie Minogue, it was Madonna, but in this, it's all Kylie Minogue, and it's just the best music. I mean, it's the music everyone loves to dance to.
And it's music everyone knows, whether you're from that time period like me or whether it's iconic music for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, you and I both sort of remember that for just so many years. And Sean, interesting for you because I'm as a drag performers typically lip sync, but in this show, y'all are really singing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have a preference? I mean, is the actual singing more fun than lip sync or not?
I do love both, yes, but there nothing will beat that moment when I'm on the top of the bus, just lip syncing my little heart away. Lip syncing is more fun to me because you get to emote more, you get to make more facial expressions. While where you're singing, you have to focus on your stature, how you're using your voice, vowels and stuff like that. But it's so fun to experience both in the show. And it's hard too. Yeah. It's hard remembering, oh, I'm not singing out loud now, I'm lip syncing.
Yeah. And what's interesting, Paul, is that when we are lip syncing, we're singing to live vocalists, and three of the most incredible female vocalists I've heard on stage anywhere.
Yeah.
And so we do lip sync, but we lip sync to live music. And then sometimes we sing live. It's an interesting little journey.
Yeah, absolutely great fun, and great fun to watch. And you just still get into the music. You're sort of mostly watching the show, but also waiting to see what the next song is going to be and how they all fit in. I mean, right, Josh, some songs are random in terms of its performance time, but many of these songs move the plot forward.
Absolutely. I mean, part of the fun for the audience is when they realize what song we're singing in character. I think one of the best examples is I sing You Were Always on My Mind. And I think that song means a lot to a lot of people. And the way it's in the show is, I think, very sweet and heartwarming. And you can audibly hear people in the audience sit back and go, "Oh." You know, and
my favorite part is I am up in the dressing room at this point when they're on stage for MacArthur Park. And every time when you sing, "I've waited my whole life for this," and the audience cheers as soon as you start singing, it's so fun to listen to every night while I'm changing. I'm like,
well,
oh my gosh.
I actually came home after that show and started playing MacArthur Park on Alexa. Pretty much every version I could find, and love the Maynard Ferguson instrumental version, actually, which was really cool. But anyway, so I mentioned at the top of this sort of the introduction that there's a bit of politics that goes along with this show. And honey, I'll come to you with this because, you know, when Lacage was playing up at Music Theater Works, I interviewed Ginger Minj, and she talked about the fact that when that show was first on Broadway, there was the act George Hearn, different people who have leads, wanted sort of the world to know, no, I'm not gay. No, I'm not, you know, and please understand this is a role that I'm playing. And today, not only are those issues ingrained in this show, but at the same time, as performers, it's like, who cares anymore?
Yeah. Well, we're lucky because I am a trans woman who has a history in the drag community. You are currently in the drag community, and Josh fits it like a glove and is perfectly fine. So it's we embrace the drag aspects of it, but it's not drag forward in the fact that it doesn't replace that we're actually characters or people. And which is interesting too, the whole show is based on real people. The story was created around a group of people who actually had a lot of these experiences. So, you know, when Lacage came out, to see Ginger do Lacage as a drag star, it's the first time it truly, and it always works, but the first time it truly made sense of, oh, this is a drag star playing a drag star, and I get it, you know.
What message, Sean, I'll come to you on this, what message do you want? I mean, people come to see this, families come to see this show, young people come to see this show. Yes, it's the music. Yes, it's the fun aspect of it. But what do you want people thinking about when they leave?
That we're all human beings, you know, no matter how we dress, how we act, what we do, what jobs we do, we're all human beings at the end of the day. And that kindness comes first, you know, kindness matters. Being a kind human being will get you further than not, you know? And I feel like that's an important message in the show, that sure, being who you are, being true to who you are, being kind will take you where you want to go.
Absolutely. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is playing at Mercury Theater Chicago through September 11th. Interesting date, but through September 11th, you don't want to miss it. You can get tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.org. And you are fantastic in the show. So much fun to talk to you. I thank you for your time. I know you've got tech rehearsals to go to, and I really appreciate your time and break legs the rest of the run.
Thanks,
Paul. Thank you so much.
You know what? some people were concerned about the drag aspects, whether they would be comfortable. Just so everybody knows, to remind them, we've been entertained by drag performances all the way from Milton Berle to Bugs Bunny to the Three Stooges. This is nothing new to be entertained by drag. It's a hyper form of entertainment and art.
Perfect way to close. You're absolutely right. Part of life, part of fun. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
And now I'm going to apologize to you again, because while I was not supposed to rap right now, GN is driving me crazy. I've got to get on the air because of Merrick Garland. So I'm getting texts and phone calls. And so I had to just wrap it, and I apologize to you and deal with all this.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Love you. Honey, love you. Guys, Sean, Josh, good to see you, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more insider scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.